Corn and soybeans are starting the day off in the green. This is Market Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the folks at Bex Hybrids, extraordinary genetics to help you maximize yield on every acre. I'm Dustin Huffman. Front month corn futures fractionally to a penny higher. Soybeans anywhere from 2 to 8 cents higher here on the overnight. We'll take a look at those numbers here very soon. We're seeing right now that, led by wheat, the soybean and corn markets finished higher on Friday, capping off a very bullish week. The soybean market extended gains from the trade announced between the U.S. and China. Traders will now handicap the likelihood of China following through with projected purchases of soybeans through January and each of the next 3 years. With weekly sales reports non-existent due to the government shutdown, traders will have a hard time tracking Chinese purchases. Wheat prices had a surprising turnaround Friday, recovering from sharp drops on Thursday, but like soybeans, that market is technically overbought. Traders see wheat as demand-driven, and corn prices are underpinned by demand and capped by the harvest pressure. The Dow right now is up 49 points. European markets and Asian markets both trading higher as well. On the livestock side of things, a few more sales developed in the end of the week in the Fed cash cattle market Friday, but prices held true to the week's trend. After a couple weeks of dramatic trading, it was somewhat of a relief to end the week on a mild note. Nothing catastrophic, nothing wild, just a typical Friday where the complex drifted slightly lower and the hog complex found some mild support. We'll look at the numbers next.
Every farmer has their reason for why they do what they do. For Bex, it's faith, family, and farming. Since 1937, the Beck family and family of employees have been committed to honoring God and helping farmers succeed. Farming is full of extremes, and we face the challenges with hard work and steadfast determination, delivering quality line of products backed by legendary customer service. We look forward to standing by your side, supporting you as you live out the life you were meant to live. Bex, when it comes to farming, we believe in something more. To learn more, visit BexHybrids.com.
On the overnight, December corn up a quarter cent at 431 and three quarters. March up a half at 444 even. November beans up 8 1/4 at 1108 even. January up 4 3/4 at 1120 even. Soy meal down 80 cents at 320.80 per ton. Soy oil down 13 cents at 48.55. Chicago wheat 6 1/2 higher at 540 1/2. Kansas winter wheat up 3 3/4 at 528 1/4. Spring wheat out of Kansas up a nickel. That's at 522 1/2. Minneapolis spring wheat up a nickel at 558. Oats up a nickel at 294 3/4. Triple-digit losses in the live and feeder cattle markets to end the week. Lean hogs found double-digit gains. That's Market Matters. I'm Dustin Huffman.